traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I said I liked it rough, you know? And he was like, can I top you a little bit? I was like, sure. But he was just like, call me your king.
And I was, oh my God.
Call me your king. Dude, you got a 2-inch. You got a 2-inch. That took you 6 hours to get hard. You ain't even the prince.
For what reason, Mark?
Because I'm doing a hot dog eating contest between my girlfriend and Tana Mongeau. It's OnlyFans exclusive. It's not. It's for the night shift, but it's two OnlyFans girls eating glizzy gladiators.
Glizzy
guzzler. Guzzling glizzy.
Yeah.
Bro.
What'd you say? That's our guest screaming in from the background. We're going to bring her on shortly. But that sucks that you have to leave. To think you're going to be on time for something that also Tana Mongeau is going to be on time for. That doesn't happen.
She's not.
So I'd lose your hope right now. I was up till 4 a.m. with you.
I was going to say you were. I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was shooting the Killer Roy music video.
How'd it go?
It was a disaster. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
All music videos are disasters.
It was.
Is that the case?
It was emblematic of why I kind of pulled out of the Hollywood production thing. Because it wasn't a disaster. We got it done. But it also wasn't easy. It was actually, in fact, very difficult. Leroy's a G. He's fucking awesome. Mad talented for as young as he is. Mm-hmm. That kid's got a really bright future ahead of him in music or honestly, whatever the fuck he wants to do. But it just reminded me like, really, really how difficult the Hollywood production hurry up and wait and what can go wrong will go wrong type of mindset. And
things that were supposed to be shot at 2 o'clock, it was like 8 p.m. We're like, yo, are we going to start the 2 o'clock stuff yet?
Well, it's because you get to the gym. Like, here's a random problem that happened. We get to this gym that we were going to use for the gym scene, and it's kind of a, what is that? Is there rumbling?
Yo, hit Evan.
Is there a thunderstorm?
No, it might be.
Evan's just upstairs like this. Y'all were doing something. But we got to the gym and we had a lot of electricity. Obviously, there's a lot of lights, a lot of technology. And the gym was not equipped to handle that voltage. So the lights kept going out. Just like a simple problem that you never know until you're on set experiencing it. And then it's like, okay, how do we make this still look lit with like one less light? Or like the strobe's gone, so it doesn't really look like a party. And the fog machines, you got to wait for the fog to go because they're not turning on. Like, just like...
Everybody's got to wear their masks at all times. Like, there's all kinds of, you know, factors around wearing your mask. Now it's time to shoot one of the key talents, Lil Mosey. He gone. The boy just left. He said, I don't really want to be in my own music video more.
There was a miscommunication. He said, yo, am I done? I was like, you're done here, but we still got to shoot in the principal's room. And he must have not heard that part. I don't know. And so he left. And so I'm like, fuck. Like, we built that scene just for that room just for him. And now I don't know what to use it for. We're already 3 hours behind. And not to put any blame on anyone, because that's the problem.
No,
honestly,
of course.
No, it was no one's fault. That's the hardest part about this. It's just like maybe little things missed in each category, in each department, in art, in the production, in the talent, even the director. I missed some stuff.
Yeah.
And when a little thing is missed in each one, it contributes to what becomes a massive problem and
snowball
delays.
Effect.
And so, you know, Amara, she starred in the music videos. Trooper, I got to give a shout out to Lana Rhodes. She not only did she murder the music video, like I can't imagine what it's like having to be like look like a hot girl at three in the morning
in a library in downtown where there's a protest that's turning into a riot. And she's like, has my car been bombed in the past, you know, 20 minutes? And you know, shout out to Mike Malak, of course, for watching on as his girlfriend plays the love interest for this up and coming rapper, you know? And so she had to get all nuzzled up with Kid Leroy, but that was something I was willing to accept. That kid's on the come up, and I'm excited for that music video.
I told Mike, I was like, hey man, could you like not like be so like intimidating so Leroy can feel like he can comfortably back on your girlfriend while she's in front of you? Ooh. Like bro, I'm gonna be honest, look at this shot. I ain't fucking around.
Look at my comment.
He said I backed this.
Wow.
But it's gonna be dope music.
I went up to him before, and this will be on my next episode of the Night Shift. I went up to him before and gave him a pep talk. I'm like, listen man, I know you're worried about what I'm going to think about all this, but don't be, bro. I need you to kill this shoot. This is for Logan's directorial important debut. Not really debut.
It's the first time hip-hop. I've directed for a label that I or an artist that I legitimately have no involvement with.
I just
love the artist. I like his music. I think he's going to be on the up and up. So I try to do my best. Thanks, bro.
You crushed it.
Directing is just problem solving. And we'll see if I ever do it again. Probably not.
I love hearing him say all the words too. Like everybody back to one. Like he's just sitting there, and I'm like, this is so funny because he did it with us for Flat Earth too. You know,
director lingo.
Yeah,
he does this. Director Logan's good though. That's where his skills really shine. I would hope you do something in that realm.
I will. I just I got to make sure the team that we're using functions as a unit. And it's no one's fault. We just got to get to know each other all better. Like we all just got to get to clarify a little more. And obviously COVID makes it hard because you got to temperature check everyone. You got to make sure the masks are on or else you get kicked off set. Like I said, like that made it semi-difficult. But
here's a question for you.
Yeah, yes.
What would you do if you had to direct a music video in Spanish?
I'd probably call the biggest Latin superstar that I know to get some advice from her. And she's actually here on set with us today.
Who's that?
Joining the podcast. She's waving at me. So I'll intro you now. You can walk in whenever you please.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, with 41.5 million followers on Instagram, 17 million on YouTube, 14 million on TikTok, Forbes 30 under 30. I could go on all day about her accomplishments. She is one of the biggest Latin stars and social media superstars on the planet. It is my dear friend and fellow former Vine star, Lele Pons.
Yes. 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 Yes.
One of the first people I've ever collabed with, right?
Ever. Ever. Yeah.
How many episodes has it been since we had a girl on the show?
Too long. Yeah. Even the fact that you just said that, we're probably going to get canceled.
This whole line is voice.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
So, hey, hi, Lele.
How are you?
Amazing. Not so amazing. I'm exhausted. You came in my house screaming today. I said, please give me this energy. I need it.
I love to like just party. I don't know.
You've been partying.
I know.
Like crazy.
I can stop.
But you're not gonna.
I can stop whenever I want.
That's what they say. I could stop whenever I please. Yeah. Okay. Wait, really? You've been drinking that much?
I've been drinking a lot because, like, I wasn't, you know, Miami. And like my
oh my god,
yep, we know about there? Miami.
And Miami, you know, it's so fun. I love it. And I'm with my cousins. It was his birthday, you know. And then the boat day after, and then my house after.
But that sounds like a simple 3-4 day bender.
Not every day, but like 4 times a week.
Yeah,
you know, like
that's not that bad. That's not that bad.
There's
people watching this podcast hammered right now. Oh, it's 2 p.m.
Listen, you don't need to apologize to us, dude. We're here for you. Work your ass off. You need some. You're allowed some fun time.
Yeah, I should.
Is it because of quarantine? Have you like used substances now more because of quarantine?
No, it's because when I drink, I flirt more, and like,
are you trying to find a man?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a man right now.
Well, you found the right audience. You are speaking to a lot of men right now, for sure.
Yeah, you walk into my house and go, "How are you, Lele?" You're like, "Well, I'm still single." She goes, "How about you?" I'm like, "Nope, happily, madly in love."
I know.
My girl's upstairs.
Upstairs.
And I and just so you know, if this makes you feel better, I had to get drunk to find her.
I told you.
So it works. Yep. After party in LA.
I have so many beautiful moments when I'm drunk, you know? And like
Do you remember them?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I talk to one person, I'm just like, I'm on top, you know? And I'm just like, hey, how are you?
Because you're
like,
confident. It's liquid confidence.
It's so much confidence.
Right.
And they're just like, hey, you're beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God, really? Like, what part? You know, like, I wouldn't say that if I was sober.
She's like, tell me exactly what do you like
what
about
you think. What do you like? What can I work with?
Be specific.
Wait, I have a hard time believing you have a problem finding a man.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I'm so complicated.
Finding the right man.
That's
finding
what happened. They all say, you're a lot to handle, Lele. You know?
Are you intimidating?
Yeah, I am. Am I intimidating?
Yes, you are.
You're very successful.
You are.
It doesn't matter though. I'm successful, but I'm like, you know.
Stefan Arnio was talking about this. She's like an alpha female.
She's absolutely.
I'm a man.
We're not gonna say that. She thinks like a dude, but also, how much of it goes back to being a Latina as well? Like, do you think Latina women? This is a question.
Just like take,
are a little
take.
Bit hard, more harder to handle, or a little.
We're definitely the best. I think that okay. I wouldn't date. Yeah, we're the best, and I wouldn't date. I like want to date a Latin guy because I don't know.
You
I just feel like we're really open and we danced.
Passion.
Have you dipped your fingers into the different pots of ethnicity with men? Like, have you figured out, like, oh, like, white men are maybe a little too calm?
I've dated every single ethnicity. And, you know, I can tell you that my favorite is Middle Easterns.
Really?
So good.
That's not the first girl. I mean, you know, my current girlfriend's ex-husband is Middle Eastern. I've heard they're quite passionate as well.
They're passionate. Like, I just like them. And also Latin people. Brazilians are amazing. Mexicans, obviously.
What do you got against white guys? Just out of curiosity.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What do you got against white guys?
I don't have anything against white guys, but I feel like I want them to serenade me in Spanish. And that's not going
to
happen.
I don't know if all of us can do that. No. I could attempt to like learn. Yeah.
You know one word.
I just said my heart. I don't know. I know plenty of words. I wrote a whole poem in Spanish last night for Maria.
But I need a guy who actually speaks Spanish and English, both. Not just a Latin guy that doesn't speak English.
Oh, tricky. Yeah. Okay,
so now you're looking for a bilingual Latino.
Yeah.
And she's like, give us some more of the aspects.
Who's from the Middle East?
Oh, has to be tan. Sorry, Logan. But does that...
I'm translucent. You can see through me.
Yeah, just defining the exact opposite of this. She's like, no
beard,
no scandals, no YouTube channel.
Yeah, he can't have
Can't
like,
do a split.
Bro,
no, social media.
I don't blame you. I'm surprised my girlfriend's dating me. Like, honestly, when any girl like fucks with me, I'm like, what are they thinking? Bro, I have like blonde hair. I'm like really pale. How did I do this?
So you're a good looking guy. Your forms.
You're being nice because you pity me and it's my show, but it's fine.
I had a crush on you on Vine, remember?
You copied me a lot. Imitation is the best form of flattery.
Wow. I was like, every single time that Logan was like always doing stunts and I was like, I want to do that too, right? And I loved it. I like threw myself, I think, in the canal.
Of the bridge.
Of the bridge
Venice,
in Venice.
Right?
And I was like inspired by Logan, even though you didn't do it in Venice.
You're a crazy person.
You are too.
Yeah, but not to be misogynistic, sexist, or whatever, but it is rare for a female to be putting herself out there physically like you are.
Like
you
stunts.
You go
wrist.
Hard
that
with
is
stunts.
True. That is so true.
Like, I mean, even for males, but we're a bit more dumb. So like, so I think maybe we're more apt to hurt ourselves. You have rods in your body.
Damn.
You hurt yourself. You are a mechanic. You are a machine.
That's so true.
So I saw you doing these stunts on Vine and you do the same things as me. And sometimes you go hard. I'm like, who is this girl? You got like birds and pigeons like attacking you.
Yeah, and you were like so welcoming when like I first met him. It was like in the street, I remember, in Beverly Hills. Wow. Look how I remember.
Oh,
like,
I do remember that. Yeah. Wait, in front of that store on the corner with the nice
mirror.
Yeah,
and I had like the blue dress.
Yeah, the blue dress. Yeah,
and
it was blue, right? And your hair was up.
He remembers it exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was like, and you were like so young, like you had no beard.
I know.
Do you like the bearded Logan better?
I like it. He looks mature.
Yeah.
We've all matured over the years, you know? It's been so crazy how long we've known each other.
Oh, and you remember before the nose job. That's very important, too.
Why? Was that like a pivotal moment in your life?
No, because if you like me with my nose, you like me forever.
Is that the motto?
That's what I tell people about my nose too. How do you rank? Are you happy with your nose job?
I love it.
Okay, because a lot of girls get these nose jobs. I notice that the ones that are happy, their noses generally look like a ski jump.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to look like a ski jump, right? Like it's got a nice little decline and then it just shoots them off, dude. Like, is that about right?
I mean, when you see me, do you think I have a nose job? You obviously saw me before.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, because I, you know, people when they get like nose jobs or like surgery done, they want to do more and more.
Yours is great.
I'm good.
Do you know that guys, I talk about this a lot, especially with my girlfriend, guys most guys really don't pay attention to those fine details. Like girls are obsessed. Like, I can't eat chicken nuggets today because I'm going to get fat. I'm like, you're going to add a quarter of a pound to your body mass. No one is going to fucking notice. No, yeah. Like guys are simple really? Creatures. We pay attention to the eyes, Chico.
The eyes. My brown eyes.
Okay. The brown eyes. We pay attention to some other things that I don't have to mention, obviously. But like, yo, if the curvature of your nose is off by a quarter degree, I promise you, no dude is going to be like, that doesn't look like the 92 Olympic ski jump. That's all. That nose is off, dude.
No, I know. But like, you know, they say like money doesn't make you find love. But I got so many guys after my nose job.
Oh, my God.
Before, I wasn't getting anybody before.
And you're lying.
I'm not kidding.
How is that possible, Layla?
Because you're in LA. Because you're in LA. And if there, and if there's
I had
a
no
city
boyfriend in high school. So,
but you were also grinding in high school. You would skip classes to make vines.
Yeah,
I remember.
I would come here and just.
And you were like, you went to like a private school, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably frowned upon. You're leaving class to shoot these silly little videos that I was going to say, everyone probably thought nothing of it.
No, they were like, oh my gosh, she's such a loser.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, because you're the one girl in your school.
She's look at me, bitch. What's good?
Well, low key, do you have that moment where it's like, hey, I know I looked dumb and maybe felt kind of stupid back then putting myself out there on the internet, but low key, I got 42 million followers on Instagram and a lot of money.
Racks.
Yeah, but I don't say that though.
No.
To anybody. I don't like to say that because, you know, like I know a lot of people that I would cheat off of in my school and they're nowhere now. Yeah. I feel bad. And
so you use them simply as a stepping stone to get where you wanted.
I wanted an A at least, you know, like I wanted something. I mean, don't cheat or anything, but like
I did it. And you should too. We interrupt this programming to bring you our sponsor. Guys, it's Raycon today. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates, your neighbors, significant other, your children. If you got those pesky children, I'm trying to have some myself, but I don't want them listening to my music. Okay, everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, check out wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and that they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands that you know. And their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best-selling ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for conference calls or binging podcasts. And unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. The company was founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Brandy, J.R. Smith, Mike Tyson, and Rich the Kid. And now is the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Logan. That is buyraycon.com/Logan for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. You got it. Back to the programming. You're very smart in ways that have obviously garnered you a massive amount of success on social media.
Yeah,
that's a different kind of
to move 41. Like I say, like to move 41 million followers, it's like something, you know,
crazy.
You're doing something.
Layla, it's insane. I'd like to consider myself mildly successful on social media. You have more than double the amount of followers I have on IG. That is insane. Like a percentage, a fraction of the world's population follows you on social Instagram. Media. How did you do that?
Well, okay, 7 years, remember? And I would 7 years of this, and I would post, like not a lot of people posted everyday skits on, like I literally turned my Instagram into Vine. So I would post every single day videos and collab every single day. And it was slowly. There's like my fans have like this little compilation of like, you know, every day I would gain this. Sometimes I would gain more.
Grow.
Yeah. So.
Are you monitoring the numbers and you're seeing, do you see
not
like,
anymore. Okay. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Not anymore. But when you were coming up, you're like, I posted this kind of sketch. The kids gets this much engagement. This many people follow me. Okay.
Exactly. And like you can see like 7 years, like slowly. It wasn't like a boom, like one day I just gained.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
No. It was a slow thing. And like the thing is like I'm big there, but I'm also big in other places, which is like it shows like it's not only one. So they just contributed to each other, and that's how I got big.
Your bilingual nature definitely helps you.
The biggest thing that helps me is the fact that I can speak another language.
Yeah.
And that you are Latina in general. I feel like that. I feel like you were one of the early influencers to really take advantage slash really utilize the audience that was built into your heritage.
Yeah, and my
feel like crushed it with that.
So many people were like, "You should embrace that. You should embrace that." And I used so much. All I would do is like, "I'm Latina." So,
and good.
No, because they were like, "Embrace it. You're one of the only ones. Embrace it." And like, and I was like, "Okay, I'll do it." And then like, it became something else. So like, I think that, and then also the fact that I do have a lot of friends like Juanpa that are Latin, and we just collabed.
Your click is strong. And you're great with the collabs.
Yeah,
you've put a lot of people on as well.
Yes,
I saw you like single handedly blow up a few of the people around you.
I love how you were there from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I remember I blew up a lot of people.
Yeah,
but they deserve it.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't just blow up someone that's like random. People like them.
Well, you now have a really strong group of people around you. You have really good management. You have friends that have been with you for 4 or 5 years now. You're always making videos with Hannah Stocking.
Yeah.
Popped her up. Hannah was doing very well on her own, but you guys together just made this like exponential growth combo. Yeah, two hilarious girls when they just put themselves out there and not like be afraid to look ugly.
She's
or
not
just
afraid.
I was going to say that too, and I'm happy you brought it up. That was another thing I've always noticed that you've done really well is you're not afraid to show the real you.
Yeah.
Like, and more so like to connect with how the audience feels they might look on their bad days or on their, like you show always show the before and after picture, the you falling in the pool when you're trying to get a hot date and you look stupid.
No,
that
I
is
know.
Very relatable Anna, stuff.
Bro, this is what I'm talking about. Really? look at the glow up.
Ew.
Is this when the alcoholism started?
Lily, how do you do this?
I don't know. I mean, let me see.
You just transform your body?
Like my body, you know, like it's like this. Like it could be like this at the same time, but it can also be like.
you're like a shapeshifter. Like, you're Ditto, the Pokemon.
Oh, you can do the same thing, can't you?
Like oh, you, yeah, you, I, go yeah. for it. Show.
I could do a little stomach.
Although right now, because the way you've been eating, it kind of is always that way.
Oh, there it is. But you've done this before, too. You've done this before.
I've done the poses.
Pull it in now. Go for the abs.
Exactly. It's not that hard.
Damn, they really are almost gone. Like, damn, your shit looks like a pillow right now.
Where are you going?
It's so fluffy. I know.
I'm working on it.
But you know what? You've done this too. And it's a way of, I don't know, like, I feel like, you know what's really hard? I don't know if you've like gone through this before, but you know, it's so hard to please your younger audience, and you have also older audience, and that for me is so hard to do.
I stopped trying to please the younger audience. I got too old.
Yeah,
where I'm like, I really only want to do the things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, like I started creating for me. That's when like my flip switched when I went from, wow, this shit's draining and I'm burning out. And I'm sure you had that moment to, I can do this. Because everything I make sure I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
And that's why there's longevity to it, at least now. Because a lot of people you and I have been friends with, they dropped off. They fizzled out because they couldn't keep up with the trends. Yeah. They couldn't adapt and they couldn't keep creating in a way that fulfilled them.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not 17 anymore when I started. Sure. You know, it's like 24. How old are you?
25.
Yeah. And we just had to like, you know, we had to adapt to like our age too.
To what you want to do. You've been one of the only, not one of the only, but you've kept your engagement. Like it's you know, there's a lot of people out there that have 20 million plus followers and aren't getting millions of views. Like you're still getting millions of views on your videos. And so I think when you're still getting really good engagement on your socials, you ask yourself, why would I reinvent? It's like, why should I change my swing if I'm still hitting home runs?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But if it starts to break, you should notice it as soon as possible and then start to make those changes.
Yeah,
you know?
100%.
Something you said when I said, how do you have all these followers? you talked about the frequency at which you're posting every day. Mm-hmm. And you see, a lot of people don't post every day. Why do you think that is?
Me?
Yeah. Why do you think most people don't post every day? Because it's true. It's a great metric, or it's a great way to grow.
I remember. And you can go back and you would see, like, you know, now that you can see the dates, yeah, every day, like, two. It's like July 21st, July 22nd, July 20th, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, literally like that. And then I think people don't do that because, I don't know, they have lives.
Like, it's hard, Lele. It's really hard. That's the answer. It's really hard next to impossible. Yeah. A, to come up with the idea, and then B, to just find the motivation to do it again and again and again, yeah, and again and again. So where does your work ethic come from? Well, like, how can you possibly have been doing this for 7 years as often, yeah, as you have and not burned out completely?
Because I think it's because I love it, you know? And when you do it for the wrong reasons, you get tired, you know? Because I love it, it's so easy for me. Mm. And I think that's for you too. You just love, it's like, it's not a job. This is something you love. And you love being with us. And also, like, being surrounding yourself with people that actually, like, push you.
Yeah, for sure.
That's very important.
Absolutely.
So it's everything. Even my mom, you know, like, she moved in here. She like, helps me as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You got the whole family involved.
Poor girl. Yeah.
Poor girl.
Poor girl. Every single time I bring a guy over, she has to, like, stay in her little closet and, like.
Why?
Why don't you bring her out?
I can't bring her out.
Why?
Because I'm 24 years old and, like, I don't want the guy to, like, you know, like, if I want to have sex with him, like, I'm not going to be like, my mom is right there.
So back to the dude stuff. So wait, are you looking for, like, a man's, or are you just looking for some, like, little
things? Right now I'm not looking for anything. So I'm just looking for, like, I like invited this. Do you want me to tell you this story?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yes, we want. I'm going to tell you this story. You're not. Story.
Okay, but this is a real story.
We won't
story.
Tell anybody, by the way.
This is a real. Oh no, you can tell the world.
You're about to.
I can tell the world. This guy doesn't have social media. Thank God. All right. So what happened was that this guy I met on Raya. You know what Raya is?
Of course. Got kicked off.
Bam. Bam.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yep. Had a nice 12-hour stint. Okay. And they said, sorry, Raya has decided not to. Didn't finish the sentence even.
Not to something.
Didn't even finish the sentence.
And by default, I wasn't allowed on either because I'm his best friend. So I couldn't even
I think we maybe like pissed off one of the founders somehow. Yeah. Hooked up with an ex-girlfriend of his. It was
current
not good.
Girlfriend. Yeah, something.
And this is where I come as a man, you know, just come over and let's do, you know, what we have to do. I don't want to date you.
What do you mean? Let's do what we have to do.
She makes it sound like a chore. Let's come over. We got to mow the grass. Yeah. We'll get it done. You can leave and I can bring my mom back out.
So I know what I want, right? I know what I want. And this guy comes over. I know I didn't like him because I met him one time and then I was like, I don't like you, but I'm so horny right now. Yeah. I'm 24 and this is the time and I haven't had sex in like 6 months.
Right.
Sure.
So like, come over. You look like a guy that's like good in bed. You have abs and everything. So
I want to stop you right there. I want to stop. Let's actually stop for a second. It ain't fucking true. Okay.
It's not true. That's why I want to get in there.
Okay. Go. Okay. Sorry.
I'm not done yet. It's not true. Just because you have abs doesn't mean you're good at having sex. I just proved that. So, okay, so this guy comes in, right? He gives me an orchid. I have like 15 in my house, so I just put it next to the 15 orchids I had. And he comes in and he's just like, I want to cook for you. And I was like, this guy's wanting a fucking relationship. And I'm like, shit. Yeah. And he was like, okay, I'm going to put some songs up. And like, I'm like, I like Latin songs. And he's like, I don't really like Latin songs.
Oh no.
And I was like, flag one.
What?
Strike one.
Yeah.
Right. And then he sees like, I had a documentary and then he sees like the thing I have, like I had like a little, I don't know how to call it.
Some TV? Poster.
Yeah. A poster. Right. And he was like, oh, you have like OCD or Tourette's. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, can I see you in action?
He did not say that. He did not say that. He did not say that.
That's not Shy 2. That's
Shy. No. He did not say that.
Yeah. Can I see you in action? And I was like, I'm sorry. Well, that was strike one. I was like, sorry, I can't really like show you like whatever like that, you know?
Wait, so he's just coming after your disorder like it's some sort of like amusement circus?
I know. And then, well, that was strike one. And then like, I hate, strike two. So he makes me like dinner and I don't like fish, right? So I put it in my pocket. But
what?
Thank God
you did not stuff fish
in your
in
pocket.
My pocket. Yeah. So I put fish in my pocket. Told him I ate it all, but I was still hungry. Obviously. So he makes me pasta, and you know it's really weird because you know I am from Venezuela and I don't like spicy food. I don't like spicy.
That
food.
Is odd.
I don't like spicy food. I don't know why.
He put a ghost pepper in the
This dude just sucks.
And I told him I don't like spicy. He was like, it's a little spicy, you know, and I was like. And I tasted it and it was really spicy. Whatever. I hated it. Anyways, I literally told him, I was like, okay, he was like, what do you like to do like for fun? So I was like showing him a picture of like this thing I did with like the swimming with sharks. And he was talking to me while I was searching it. And he goes, hey. And I was like,
Jesus. Hey, this sounds like a real standout
and
guy.
I go, what the fuck? And he was just like, sorry, I have anger like issues.
What? On the first night, dude? Yo, what?
I think you were on an episode of Punk'd. I'm not done yet. So I'm like, whatever. Like, I go to the bathroom, I drink my tequila because I have.
You still want to give this a try?
Yeah.
This is amazing. Why would you do this?
Basically, he's great. So, like, I drink some tequila so I can forget everything that just happened. He, like, opens the door. He's like, are you just chugging that tequila?
Oh, no.
He's like, are you an alcoholic? And I was like, no. Like, I just wanted to finish it because it was just laying there. Whatever. I was drunk, finally. And I go, and I'm like, let's just go upstairs and fuck. Right?
Very nice.
Yeah. Yes. Let's just go upstairs and, you know, like, yeah. Do what we have to do. And he was just like, he goes upstairs. Okay, from 12 to 3, all we did was kiss. I was like, what the fuck? And then I tried to touch him, and he was like, no. And then I was like, okay. And he was like, wait for it. It's going to be worth it. And I was like.
He made you wait? He made
not done yet.
Okay.
He said to me,
oh, Lord.
Fall asleep, and I'll wake you up when it's up.
What?
And then.
This episode of Impulsive is brought to you by Blue Chew, ladies and gentlemen. Never get in this situation
and I go,
again.
And I literally go, and I was like, I'm dumbass, I'm drunk. I was like, okay. So I fall asleep. and then he wakes me up at 5, 2 hours. He's like, it's ready.
Shut the fuck up! This is not a real story. This is not a real story.
Lele. No, I'm not finished, bro.
This is a disaster.
My mom is downstairs. She's like, he's not out yet. Like, it's 5. He wasn't supposed to be here until 5.
It took him 2 hours. It took him 2 hours to get hard.
Wait, I'm not done yet. He literally, I'm not done yet. This keeps on going. So he wakes me up. I'm like so tired. I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know if I want this anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, why are you still here? So like he wakes me up and he's just like, I turn around. He doesn't want me to see his penis. So I turn around and you see like small penis go. It goes like down. He's like, oh, false alarm. Go back to sleep.
Oh, man.
So I go back to sleep. Remember, I'm drunk. So I go back to sleep. 5:30. Finally, he is ready, right? So he wakes me up.
At 5:30 a.m.?
6 now. 6:30
Wait, so you made him soft just with a simple glance? She went, zing, and that's the power of Lele.
Maybe he smelled the fish that was in her pocket.
She can turn you off.
She smelled the fish.
Yo, fucking fish.
Is that trout? That can't be your vagina.
Yeah.
It's trout. It smells like trout, dude.
So what happened was
sorry, I have fish in my pocket.
He woke me up again, and he was like, whatever. We started, and then he was like, how do you like it? And I was like, I mean, I like it, like, calm, you know, like, or, like, rough. I don't care. Like, you know, like, choke me, whatever. You
know? And she's like, and then he murdered me.
I'm not dead.
He strangled me to death, and I had to revive. My mom revived me.
So there's there's a difference between, like, rough and rude. All right? So what happened was that.
Did he spit on you?
No. He goes, he's like, okay. He goes, like, are you enjoying it? And I was like, yeah. Bah! And then I was like,
wait,
and then he's like, are you enjoying? He asked me again. I was like, no. Bah!
Where's he hitting you?
Like here. And
that's aggravated assault.
In your face?
That's aggravated assault.
I mean, I said I liked it rough, you know? And he was like, can I tap you a little bit? I was like, sure. But he was just like, call me your king. Bah! And I
Oh my God.
Call me your king. Dude, you got a 2-inch dick. You got a 2-inch dick. That took you 6 hours to get hard. You ain't even the prince. You're a peasant. What the fuck? Call me the king. That's what I'm saying. That's why you don't fuck with dudes with abs. That's why you don't fuck with dudes with abs, yo. Get you a man with a beer belly.
Yeah, his abs like disappeared.
God
like,
damn.
His abs disappeared and he was like, you're my fucking queen, bitch. And I was all right, you're my, he's like, you're my peasant. And I was like, all right. And then all of a sudden I start hearing his phone and it's a 365 days soundtrack. You know, though, like the.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
He had a ringtone?
Yeah, like, you know, the one of like, because he was like, I know you, because I told him I like 365 days, which is like a sex movie, but he wanted to be the guy apparently and like put the song in the background or whatever.
Okay.
Of the song or whatever. And then whatever. He, let's say when he finished, I was like, this, whatever. Yeah.
Like in that picture.
Yeah, yeah,
just
like, I was like,
just pull back up again.
He literally told me, he was like, was it worth it? And I go, sure. And he was like, okay, well, do you want to go out right now and like get something to eat and walk around?
Bitch, it's 7 a.m.
Dude.
Bitch, it's 8 in the morning.
It's 6:32.
It's 7. Well, it's 6:32.
Hey, fam. The sun hasn't come up yet.
Yeah.
No.
So then I realized, maybe this guy's coked out. You know?
Oh,
it
that's
has
so.
To be
so
that.
That's what I was gonna say. So there's a lot of the you know, the quick explosion. Show me in action. Are you listening to me? No, yeah. Soft dick. Cocaine has a massive effect on sex drive and on you know, erection strength.
Yeah,
I know from experience. No, yeah. I don't do it anymore, but I know from the past. But this guy sounds like a coked out 2-inch dick, abs, fish in pocket asshole. Like, yo, honestly, like. Why and I'm telling you the abs, were your mistake. I thoroughly believe that relying on a guy who spends the majority of his time
in
working on their body, they, fuck, I hate saying
just want
this.
Someone to carry me and, you know.
They're generally lacking, they're sometimes lacking in other departments, whether it's penis size,
it
whether it's
that.
Their ability to be humorous, whether it's their ability to... You know, carry a conversation.
You're right. Because the biggest penis I've seen was from this guy who looked like McLovin. And he literally...
Okay, start the story.
That's good. It's not as good as the other one, but it's the truth. Doesn't matter, you know? Yeah. Anwar probably has the biggest dick.
Anwar's probably slinging, yeah. Okay, wait, so Ada, what do you think he was doing during the 2 hours that you were asleep? Do you think he was in the corner just like, watching you?
I don't know, but I am so stupid for falling asleep. This guy could have murdered me.
That's dangerous. That's so dangerous.
I'm so stupid.
You know what? I'm your friend, so I'll say you. What probably makes you even more stupid is giving him as many chances as you did. Like,
I know,
why, Lele? Why did you?
Because
why?
I was desperate. I was so desperate.
And that's what brought him in the first place,
And I knew him
too.
For 3 days. I've seen him like 3 times. So I was like, okay, this guy, you know.
You see him out in LA just running about. Like, is he going to watch his podcast and be like, yeah. He's going to be like, hell yeah, dude. Fucking, took her to town.
What does he do for a living?
I don't know. You know when they say that they're an entrepreneur?
Oh,
he's a dropshipper.
He's either a dropshipper or he's completely unemployed. One or the other. That's it. Oh, I'm an entrepreneur.
I know. What do you do though? He doesn't tell me what he does.
Is there a chance it was Connor Blakely?
You don't know. Nobody knows him. Nobody knows him from like. Nobody.
Oh, because he's off social media. That's actually kind of cool.
That's why I wanted.
But wait, he was on Raya.
That's what.
Hold on a second. No. He can't be off social media and on a dating app.
Because you know, in Raya, you can grab a friend. You can give a friend a pass.
Oh, yeah, nominate. Or, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So he got the pass.
He got the pass.
Lele, that was a great story. I don't know. Yeah.
I got a lot of stories.
That was like having a little call her daddy moment on our own podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A really great moment.
Which is incredible. But you asked like, you could have been killed by this guy, and you're absolutely right.
Well, I've been kidnapped before, and I've survived. So
you. Survived
I remember this.
Yeah. Remember this. Remember that.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
Do you mind refreshing my memory?
I saw you, and I was like, I love America. Like, it's so amazing. Remember when I first met you? I was just like, I love LA. It's so amazing. And you were like, oh, you're from Venezuela. I was like, yeah, I miss it so much, but I had to leave because I was kidnapped and stuff. But yeah.
Yo, I remember that, Layla.
I do love America.
You've had a crazy life. Yeah, not as many kidnappings here.
No,
definitely
no.
Some.
But I love everybody here. Like, it's just...
Except the kidnappers.
And the guy that cooked fish for you and couldn't
get it. I was 5, so I don't remember. You know? But,
So, do you want to talk about that? Like, what happened? cartel related or some shit? Like, what?
I don't know. They just wanted money. Because my grandfather owns like tractors, a lot of tractors in Venezuela. This place that's like called Turin in Venezuela. And they wanted to like kidnap me and my mom for like money. Mm. You know, they wanted money. And what happened was that like they kidnapped us, but they crashed into a tree. And we were able, there was like a village and we were able to escape.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know how, I don't remember, but this is what my mom told me.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Does your family come from money in Venezuela?
Or? Yeah, my grandparents came from Italy. Okay. And they brought like stuff like from like Italy to Venezuela, and then they like build a whole like business. Like my grandfather is like the rich one. I'm not.
Oh, okay. So. I was just trying to understand what like is kidnapping for ransom pretty big business down in Venezuela? Is that like something
I
that happens?
I have no idea. But I know a lot of people who, you know, like
just curious about the revenue stream.
Yeah. You're interested?
I got to take a call, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And why are we? This isn't funny. But what? Regardless, so you make it out alive, mm-hmm. which is
yeah, and then we leave right away the next day and we don't come back. I mean, I came back like when I was 13, I would visit sometimes, but apparently, like, I don't know why they say that, like, since I have a passport, a Venezuelan passport, if I go to Venezuela and they see that, like, this was like 2 years ago, actually, maybe I can go now, but because I had a Venezuelan passport, they don't let me out. So if I enter, they won't let me out. And that's why I couldn't go.
That sucks.
I know.
Now, Venezuela's had quite the trouble over the past few years.
Yeah. I was gonna say, and you've been really supportive, actually.
You were down there for a festival, right?
Yeah, it was actually not in Venezuela. It was next to Venezuela. It was in the border, so that's why I could go.
Mm. What was the disaster that was going on? Was it a humanitarian crisis?
Yeah, it was a humanitarian crisis, and it was like a concert for like the people. They were actually like,
wasn't there some sort of leadership?
The president,
yeah, Maduro, like, yeah.
Just a mess. Like
it's a mess. Yeah. It's a mess, and it's so beautiful. Like. When I was there, what I remember, it was just like, it's crazy beautiful. And like, it had like, it was a rich country. I think it's like, has a lot of oil, everything, yeah. You know? So it's just,
has the situation improved there? Cause I remember seeing the video and he was stopping, had blocked the borders. The mm-hmm. highways were completely shut down between Venezuela and one of the neighboring countries.
Yeah, no, it was Colombia.
In Colombia, yeah. Right? And it was the streets were on, it was a, yeah, well, like war. Horrible. It was, yeah, a war zone.
It's like a war zone.
Yeah. And there was famine. Like he wasn't letting people humanitarian aid come in from Colombia to Venezuela.
Yeah. And it's so stupid because seriously, like, it's just such a beautiful country.
Yeah.
And it could be so rich if it was just like managed from a guy that has.
You feel good about your involvement with your roots?
No.
Or do you wish you could do more?
Yeah. 100%. I wish I could do so much more.
Really?
Yeah. I can. And like, you know, like I just like wish I can get it, go in the country and do
stuff. It's hard. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because it's a massive problem.
Yeah. And my dad, my parents are like, I don't want you to like anything happen to you. You know,
that's also, yeah. That's also tricky. Mm-hmm.
So it's really tricky to do that.
Can we talk music for a second? You have a new single coming out.
This is what we heard.
We heard. No name. Nobody knows the name.
No one knows. Massive secret.
Massive secret. What's going on with that? You love music. Like, yeah. That's kind of your thing. You crushed it in that space too.
Yeah, I remember Celoso.
I actually have it pulled up here. This video has 320 million views.
Like, come on, dude.
This come is great. Layla, I remember when you, I don't know if you, look at you. I don't know if you remember this, but you took me aside at Hyde Nightclub, which.
Oh my God, I do remember that.
And you said, Logan, I gotta tell you something. I'm like, what is it, Lele? I thought you were gonna take me back and like kiss me or some shit.
No, I was with like, Pumbaa at that time.
I make music. And you show me you singing and you were fantastic. I said, oh my God, Lele, you're gonna be a triple threat.
Yeah. Like you see all these YouTubers and influencers try to make music and you're like, well, that's good influencer music. Like that's a good song. Like, that's a song I would listen to in my car when I'm serenading some girl and about to cook her fish and give her soft
dick. It did great. It was like 150-something million streams in Spotify.
Do you know how many streams you have on Spotify total? I think Johnny sent it to me. It's over 300 million for sure.
Yeah, something like it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, plus I just love Latin music. I wish I'd just come here and like play Latin music for you guys, but it's great.
We keep mentioning Johnny and Sammy.
Yes,
you
they're the best.
You have Shot Studios. Mm-hmm. You have one of the most powerful teams in Hollywood in the influencer space, led by two absolute fucking legends in the space that have worked with everybody from Bieber to Mike Tyson to everybody. I mean, these guys are monsters in the space. What has that been like to have such a supportive team and also have all of your homies be on that team with you? Rudy, like everybody be a part of it.
It's like a 60% of the reason why I'm still successful. 60. You know what I mean? More than like me, myself. But it's a big, big chunk why I've lasted so long, you know, because it's your team. You can't do this alone. Nope. And that's so important to know. I can't. I did it maybe in high school for those 3 years. But like when I came here, it was like the perfect team for me. And I've met them with you
way back.
This is like way back.
They're day ones to you. To all of us, they are.
They are to you too.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah. And now they're managing Jake.
Yeah, now they're managing John. Johnny's managing Jake.
Johnny texted me. He's like, yeah, I don't know if you heard. Like, I manage Jake now. There's supposed to be a press release today, but
his house got raided by the FBI. So, the day he started managing him. And so that's kind of probably one of Johnny's bigger tests. You know, I mean, he was telling me some stories today that I'm not going to share because I talked to him for an hour before you came on about stuff he wants to write in his book. And he's done some serious turnarounds for some big people.
Of course.
And so this is a test. I mean, let's see what Johnny can do with Jake Paul. Maybe in 1 year, Jake Paul is a leading motivational speaker or some sort of neuropathic scientist.
I see that.
You know, or something. He takes the diamond grill out, stops, you know, rapping or whatever, and, you know, becomes some sort of humanitarian assistant of some sort, you know.
But he's doing great, too. I mean, the fight is huge.
Yes.
Massive.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about Sammy?
Johnny.
No, I was going to say something about Johnny.
But Sammy's like the behind this, let me tell you. This is what it is, all right? I think Johnny's the head, and Sammy is the neck that turns the head.
Well, who's the body?
The influencers.
To everybody. Them. Yeah.
Okay, got
I'm
it.
The boobs.
Okay.
And Anna's the butt.
Okay.
And
then
the legs are just other people.
The legs I feel like should be Anwar.
The legs should be Anwar, you know?
Yeah.
The arms, Rudy.
Rudy.
That was the biggest cosign I got, besides you, of course, was Sammy coming up to me at the airport, the American Airlines terminal, and coming up and saying, yo, like, dap me up, being like, yo, I fuck with your shit. Fuck with the night shit.
Yeah, he always fucks with you.
Yo, like, that was one of the biggest things. You know, I was like, yo, if these dudes have respect for me, I got to keep going. Like, and I think about it sometimes. I really do. I think about that conversation. I remember he came up to us.
Every single time I see you guys, it's just like, I get so excited. I don't know if you guys get excited, but I know I do. Lele,
we love you, of course.
You're just
a ball of energy. It comes into my life. Let's go. Like, in bad combo here. We could probably fuck some shit up.
Probably should.
Like, is there anything we can just destroy besides this set? Actually, fuck it. We can get a new set anyways.
Let's do it.
Oh my god. But how's everything? Like, Corona with you guys?
Corona.
No, this is my podcast. What is how's Corona?
You just started a podcast. Is this what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm doing that, but it's so different. So it's like I actually get like anonymous people to tell me their secrets.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What is it? Best kept secrets with Lele Pons.
Yeah. And it's
this is Spotify exclusive, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So another.
So you know what's crazy?
Spotify picked up.
It's like Spotify's picking up everybody at this point. It's almost like we're
next in line.
Just pieces of shit or something.
You know what's crazy? It's crazy that that like there's like one story that I like. You know, like I'm not a therapist. That's something I want to tell you guys. But there's people that come.
You don't
wait a second. You're not a licensed therapist.
No. But there's people.
Oh my god.
But there are people that literally tell me secrets that are not like crazy. Like, for example, this one guy comes to me. He's like, I just want to say that like my biggest secret is just like I had sex with my cousin and now she's pregnant.
Oh,
that's tricky.
Oh, yeah. And
the
I'm like,
whole thing's complicated.
You know, like what do you say to that? You know,
what do you say? I'd probably ask questions. I'd be like, well, was it good?
Yeah. You know, like,
not that I need to know, but like,
did you know it was her, you know, like your cousin?
Did he know?
No, he didn't.
Tricky.
And he like fell in love with her. They fell in love and then
even
they found
more
out.
Tricky.
Was it in the South? Was this in like Alabama? Because I feel like in some cities in Alabama, everybody's your cousin.
Is that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? You like blondes. I like her.
She, yeah, she was up to 4 a.m. That's why she looks like a donut.
Being supportive.
Oh, at least you have
no,
someone.
You look great, baby. You always, you always look great.
You're going to get shit for that one.
Bro, I just feel like I could be so wrong. I'm definitely wrong. But I feel like I have, I'm going to whisper this so she can hear me. Put your headphones on, Ollie. Put your headphones on so you can hear us.
Just listen to one. You can just listen
like,
to one.
I feel like I have a little bit of leeway with like telling Josie she looks like a donut because like society has literally deemed her hot. Do you know what I'm saying? Because she's a model.
Right.
She's a Victoria's Secret model. So like low-key, maybe if I want to tell her that she's looking like the Marshmallow Man or the Michelin Man, like maybe I could.
That was probably the nicest thing Logan's ever said about you, Josie. That was it was so sweet.
It was so sweet.
No, baby, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Like like the sky is blue, gravity pulls. Josie could say it was beautiful.
And look, so nice. Oh, you're so beautiful. Look, I love you, baby. Oh, my God.
I'll see you soon.
Meanwhile, I get the fucking coke
guy.
I'll sit for you, babe.
Meanwhile, I get the coke guy.
Meanwhile, you're sticking fish in your pocket.
Bro, what was he doing for 2 hours?
Dude, I mean, listen, man.
He's making more fish.
I would say it's either substance abuse related or you know, mental illness related.
Can I just show you how he looks like?
I want to
see.
You
got a catfish.
Just describe it.
What's like the reverse of a catfish? Where
cat dog.
Well, no, I guess it's still catfish, right?
But it's like pocket fish.
Glizzy Guzzler.
So he's pocket always fish. Like
Glizzy Gladiator.
He still texts me like, hey, like, are you tan? I love tan girls.
What
like,
the fuck is this guy's problem? What? What the fuck is this guy's problem?
No, bro. It's not.
Is he 15?
Yo, what's good? You still tan?
Yo, you still got skin?
My friend, right? Sandra, didn't he say that? When he called in, he was like, I like tan girls. Oh,
yeah. You still tan?
Hey, by the way, you still... Dude, I could see how you could make that mistake. He's a very good-looking guy. I could see how you could make that mistake.
That's Ashton Kutcher.
I'd never expect it from a guy that looks like this. Oh, you... That's
is that his fault? Is that his fault though? He's relied on being good looking his entire life.
Yeah,
he's
never had a lot of good looking people do that. If you're listening to this podcast and you're good looking, like don't rely on being good looking.
Mm-hmm. It's only skin deep.
It's just when you start to have like actual conversations that require a bit of depth and you can't do it because you haven't had to your whole life or you haven't had to work hard because you're good looking and you have always found someone who can carry your weight. You're going to be a little bit of deep doo-doo.
Yeah. Like, I really do believe that. And obviously there's outliers for it. But like if you generally, I don't even want to, because I'm going to talk about somebody that's watching the show right now and they got a great body and they're like, but I'm also funny. Like, but a lot of times you find these guys that spend so much time just
looking
getting
the
their
mirror.
Bicep perfect, looking in the mirror, taking the selfie. The picture you just showed us of that dude on Raya, he's draped over a wall with his, he looks like he's in a firefighter, he's oiled up and shit. Yeah. But he doesn't know how to tell a joke. What do girls want to do more than anything else?
Oh, a funny guy.
Laugh. Number fucking one. If you can make a girl laugh, you could land the hottest girl in the world.
It's true. It's true because
literally,
you know what?
Go make girls laugh.
I got a
literally.
Fucking mullet and a beard that's 5 feet longer than it should be.
I'm 300 pounds overweight, a reformed 80-year-old drug addict, okay? But I'm funny as fuck, dude. So just work on your humor, be confident, be nice. And don't cook them fish the first night, especially not spicy. Go with like a nice chicken or steak.
Yeah.
It's the truth because I was obsessed. Like I was super like, I liked this one guy and he was not like if you see him, you'll be like, hey, that's your type. No, he was not like my type, but he was the one that I really loved to talk to. And I liked him. I generally like fell for him for that. And that's the most important thing.
We say our kind of like metric and how we gauge who the right person is for us is if we wake up next to this person, do we want to hit them in the face with a frying pan?
And it's called the
frying pan. If the answer is no, we'll go further. We'll see what happens.
It's called the pan test. And by the way, I'm sure you've had this before. You wake up, maybe even had some good sex. You had a good time with them. Maybe the conversation was good. But for whatever reason, the alcohol wears off. You wake up the next morning and you reach your hand out. But it's not for an alarm clock or to turn your phone alarm off or anything. It's for a frying pan. To immediately batter the person with.
That means you're not in love?
Correct.
It just means you don't want to keep going on. It's the frying pan test. We use it as a key metric for continued success in a relationship.
Yeah, it's
sharp. I should have just fucking...
clocked
hand the fucking
you
coke
don't
guy.
Even have to do it, but if you think about it, just get out of there.
And the coke guy, I still think it's great. What's your biggest flaw in relationships? Like when guys say like, oh, Layla, you're a lot to handle, do you know like tactically what makes you a lot to handle?
Sometimes I first of all, I like to flirt a lot, So I.
So you'll be in a relationship just flirting, storing with everyone. You are a flirter.
Yeah, I am a flirter. But, you know, that's something that comes with like age and you just like get like more mature. Eventually, when I get married, I will. I don't know, maybe make a mistake. I'm just someone that right now that I've never been in love. So because I've never been in love, I, you know, I cheat a lot. But I don't think that's like.
Well, you're not really cheat. You're not. So in a relationship, you'll actually hook up.
If I'm in a relationship and I'm going to cheat, I don't really cheat. I tell the person that I'm going to cheat, though.
Well, then, so you're not cheating. It's called like an open relationship. Yeah. But what if you end up in a relationship with a guy who is worse than you? Like he's just out there just spraying and praying.
No, I wouldn't want that. No.
Oh, so you got a double standard out the ass.
I don't want
that. I'm going to be honest with you. You need a dude with absolutely insane big dick energy. That is that is just like, yo, like not like that. Cause honestly, like we talk about this a lot on the show too. A guy that will let you go flirt and is never like, yo, who the fuck was that guy?
Yeah.
Because when he doesn't ask you, he never asks you, yo, who is that guy? Who's
like
that guy you're talking
to? To be honest.
Yeah. And
too
he's like,
hard
yo, I don't
to
care.
Like make mad. I'm like,
What I'm saying. Yo, why is this guy not caring at all? I feel like you will not want to have sex with other people. You'd be like, yo, I fuck with this dude. Yeah. And if he's got the kind of energy, probably do you right.
Yeah, 100%. I haven't found anybody yet. I would just want to say that. So
24 years old, you've never been in love?
No.
That's sad, Lily. You're working too hard.
Well, they say that I'm a lot to handle because like sometimes I'm just like, what are you doing? Or like I call them a lot. And I mean, I don't know what it is to be in a relationship, you know?
Okay.
So, I'm in a relationship with my mom, basically. Like,
but that's great though. Yeah.
Do you see yourself maybe stop like cheating?
Yeah. Yeah. If I find, you know, if you cheat for me, if you cheat on a person that you're with, you don't like them then because I believe in that. Like when I cheat, I usually am like, hey, I'm about to cheat on you. I think we should stop this because
hey,
I'm
5 minutes away from being fucked by someone else. Yes, I'm cheating on you.
That's
I think
what I
I'm
do.
Breaking up with you.
But
now.
That is good.
That's cool.
That's transparency and honesty.
I don't cheat twice on the same person. So never. If I think I'm gonna cheat, I tell them I don't think this is working.
Literally,
so
some people would say once a cheat, always a cheat.
No, she doesn't cheat because technically you're telling the person ahead of time, like, yo, listen, I have feelings, I have thoughts about other people. Mm-hmm. Let's break this off before we hurt the other person. And honestly, that's notable. That's very worthy to do that. It's I generally, you know, personally like to put a little bit of time between a breakup and my next fuck. Like, just out of respect for the person, but that's just me. Not everybody's like that. And I know that there's a lot of girls out there that break up or have a breakup and they instantly want validation from another man.
Exactly.
It also depends on the type of breakup. If it's like a pretty
amicable
breakup, sure, the idea is not to go fuck the nearest person you can.
Right.
But if it's like a violent, maybe unhealthy, toxic breakup, the spite fuck is inbound.
Oh, yeah.
We all know about that.
Also, make sure to know, this is for the guys that have been with me. Every single time I'm going to break up with you, I give you a present before.
Oh, my God. You're like, that's like the godmother Griselda from the cartel. It's like, she's like, I got a little gift for you. And she gives them like a ring and then fucking cuts their dick off.
What's the gift?
Like, I usually give them like a trip to like.
Oh, I thought she would be like, I'll let him fuck me in the butt.
Oh, no.
Not a bad deal.
I've done that so many times, but I don't know why the fuck I don't like it. Like, I just
my mom always said the butthole is an exit, not an entrance.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I don't know why guys like that.
It's very tight.
I don't know why
guys like that. For me, it's just like a
dominant.
You're telling,
like a dominance.
You're telling
it's
me
a dominance
that little thing.
That
little thing that you have there, your girlfriend lets you do it in the butthole?
I'm not saying that, but also she's fucking
so
perfect.
She's so tiny.
It's kind of kinky.
Yeah, but you can't. He's never even gone all deep. You're like tip deep, bro.
We're working on it.
Yeah,
we're working on it,
dude. Obviously,
your girlfriend needs to give my girlfriend some tips.
I cry a lot.
Some anal expansion tips.
There's all kinds of tools for it. I mean, there's plugs that you could use beforehand. But I like
you
said,
go Bob the Builder on my girlfriend's butthole.
No, I know, but like
it's very simple and to the point.
Like you said, it's a dominant thing. No, I don't think there are some girls out there that truly do enjoy it and are actually able to orgasm as a result of anal sex.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
But it's so strange to me. And like at the end of the day, it's really like, yo, like I'm gonna let my dude do this because I fuck with my guy. And
that's my biggest like sexual fear is to, you know, shit on someone.
Oh, and it will happen.
It will happen. Thank God it hasn't happened for me.
Have you heard of an enema?
No.
It's a tool that cleans out your rectum prior to anal sex. And I highly recommend it if you're going
to
do it.
I don't want to do it, though.
No, of course not.
Who does?
And don't
do
it.
Who does want to
do it? Only
do
it if you want to do it.
No.
And if you're going to do it, maybe start with Pocket Fish Guy because his dick is the size of an eraser on a pencil.
I did it already with a guy that didn't have a a big dick, so that's why I
that didn't.
Didn't have a big
dick. Smart. You scoped
very
him out.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Very smart.
And then I,
were you a little intoxicated at all? I tend to find that alcohol leads to butt sex quicker than sober butt sex.
Yeah, 100%. I was like crying, but I was like laughing.
Oh god. I feel like that. I feel like that pretty much sums up your life, like in general, just like you're laughing your way through and crying in the corner.
That's how I am.
You do have a fascinating psyche and personality. Even that series that just came out, your series,
uh-huh.
The Secret Life of Lele Pons.
Yeah.
You got vulnerable. You opened up a lot.
Oh my gosh. The only time you guys are going to ever see me cry is in that. So that's, I never do this stuff.
Lele, that was so brave. What made you decide to put yourself out there like that?
There's a lot of reasons, to be honest, because I have a lot of like people and fans like always like telling me like they have problems and everything and all their mental like issues, and I never say to them like, "Yeah, hey, I have this too," or "How can I help them?"
Yep.
And also, like, I went to a ranch for like a month, and I met so many people there, and they were like, "Hey, we didn't know you had it. Why don't you tell the world? It's amazing!" Like, I got like a lot of people pushed me, even like my patients that I was with pushed me to do this, and it took me a while, and I was like, "Maybe I should do it. Maybe I shouldn't. Like, I don't know what people are gonna say," you know. And at the end, I did it, and it was amazing.
What was it? A mental health wellness camp?
It's for people that actually want to go and get better. It's a NBI Ranch is in Weston in Florida, and it's amazing. It's a great, great.
What's their mission? Do you know? Their mission statement, is it
to actually do exposure therapy as well?
Okay.
To actually, like, if you have OCD, if
exposure
you're bipolar,
response.
Yes,
yeah.
Exposure response. If you have tics, if you have OCD, if you have bipolar, anything, anxiety, anything, they help you with them. And we do also group therapy. And like, I meet other people that have the same thing as me.
So that's what we're talking about here. Just to give context, this series came out, The Secret Life of Lele Pons, and I have Tourette's, I have OCD, and it's these disorders that a lot of people didn't know about you. My dad is gay. That's all. We could talk about that for a second. I actually
you knew that, no?
I did know that, but it's not my business to. Yeah, I would not, you know, that's not my title for my video. Lele's dad is gay. I let you do it for your show.
Those views, though, I didn't know.
But wait, I want to talk about this because I'm sitting here with you, and I've known you forever.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this about you. How do you hide your Tourette's? The OCD I could have guessed because you're a perfectionist and the way you like kind of innately clock into some sort of weird universal fiber when I'm watching you direct your videos is like, that's a person with OCD who needs this to be perfect.
Yeah.
But even watching that, like, I didn't know how severe it was.
Yeah.
So my
Tourette's are very mild.
Okay.
It's like stuff like when I, like, you wouldn't notice, like I twitch a lot this, right? But I, you know, I put like this here, like, you know, but like I could be doing this and I do it all the time. That's why like my hand, cause I twitch a lot, can go all the way back, you know, like my finger. Cause I do like, and this as well, like it can go back cause I've been doing it my whole life.
Okay.
That also. And then like, sometimes I even look at you and I'm like, and that's like a little twitch that I try to like minimize.
It's
or
called
like
a tick, right?
Mm-hmm, it's like a little tick that I'm like,
Oh, you like integrate it into conversation.
Yeah. And when I talk to you and I'm like, that like I blink more sometimes than I should.
Cause it looks like you're attentive, but really that's your tick.
Yeah,
okay. Wow.
Yeah. But that's something you learn actually in NBI. It's like, okay, you have tics. That's okay. And I had them really, really bad. But what you're going to do is let's try to like make them more mild.
Integrate.
Yeah. Integrate. Sure. Like people won't know like I'm doing this with my hand, you know?
Yeah, I haven't noticed. I've been friends with you forever. I'm even just sitting with you here, and I'm like kind of flashing back to this these episodes and the things I saw, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Is that bending back of the hand your response? So like, so OCD is obsession, and then a compulsion to do something to react to that obsession.
Obsessive OCD is like
So like you obsess about a thought, for example, and then you are compulsed to do something in reaction to said thought. And so that's what exposure and response trains you out of. And so basically, you're being trained to not respond to an exposure.
So like for example, let's say. I want to touch the water for no reason. If I don't, and then you feel like if you don't touch it,
The world's gonna end. Your mom's gonna die. A car's gonna drive off a cliff. Everything's over.
It's like you're gonna like whatever. So respond like exposure response is
ERT.
What I do is I usually go close to, oh shit, sorry, I touched it.
That was a mistake.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So you go close to it, right? And then you can't have a face of like this. So that's response. Don't respond to it. Right. You know what I mean? Right. So it's just like this and like, just like let the feeling be there. And eventually it'll leave. And now I don't want to like, let's say then you don't want to touch it.
Did you, you've dealt with this for probably a good portion of your life. Yeah.
Since I was 9.
What were some of the other things that you used to do as a compulsive response? Cause I've dealt with some of this myself and my mom is OCD and I had portions of my life where I would leave and I didn't touch the doorknob right on the way out and I would walk all the way back in my building, and go back up, touch the doorknob one more time and then leave again.
Exactly. But was it a ritual? Did you have to do it like 3 times?
Sometimes 3 times, sometimes 5. Well, most, no odd numbers either. Everything has to be done in evens. And so these are classic OCD cases, right?
I do it 3 times.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do it 3 times. And it has to be a reason. Why do you do it, 3 times? I do it 3 times for the Holy Trinity,
Okay.
I was very religious when I was little and, going into that. That's another thing. But I do it 3 times. Sometimes I even, let's say I close the door. I know I closed the door. I'm seeing the door closed, but I have to go.
Again, I can relate. So have you noticed that when you started, because this is obviously so relatable for me. Have you noticed that when you started making content like this, that you knew immediately and innately was helping people in a massive way?
Yeah.
Did that make you feel just so much more purpose and so much more meaning in your own life?
Yeah. There was one person, I'm not going to say her name, but she is huge. She's a huge artist, like bigger than like just huge, like huge, like Ariana Grande big, And she texted me and she was like, hey, I just want to say thank you so much for this documentary. I also have OCD. And we saw this documentary. It was really hard for me to watch it, but I just wanted to tell you, like, privately, I have it too. And I was like, you have it? Mm. Someone that's like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't notice it at all. And also, like, when Billie Eilish says that she has tics, I never saw her tics, I never noticed. But it's stuff that people have. And it's like, it takes a lot of courage. Because, like, I told her, I was like, why don't you want to talk about it ever?
Sure.
And she said, no, it's just like people might judge me or anything like that. And it's true because people will judge. I mean, I put this documentary and there has been people that judge, And they say it's fake or they say, why don't I just quit if it's so hard? Or like, what makes you different from everybody else that has, like, why do you get a documentary and other people don't? Or something like that. But like, you just have to go with it,
One person. Just if one person hits you up and says, yo, you helped make my life better, I will take a billion fuck yous every day.
That's
fuck you, dude. Fuck your piece. I will take every single one of them. I just went through this with the, I wrote a book about addiction. I've gone through, I've had so many people reach out and say, you did this, you're all these things.
That's what my dad told me.
Just one person. That's all you need to change one person's life. Yeah. And it's all worth it.
Yeah. And that's why I did this, because I knew there was going to probably be like hate around this, So I was like, okay, am I going to help one person? And my team said, you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. One person. I was like, let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
And I have. And like moms have come up to me, like people from Harvard that are studying this, like have come up to me and said, thank you. And I'm like, I'm good.
That's awesome. Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You did a fantastic thing here.
And many people, I just want to say thank you so much, because many people have clicked the link of like how to get help. And I love that,
For sure.
And that's
very
important. And people have gone to the ranch and talked to my therapist, Katia Mora. So I'll just give her a little shout out.
Yep.
Yeah. Her, and want to actually get help. And that's the purpose of this,
Yeah.
Amazing.
So.
What do you think the most detrimental or what was the hardest thing about having these disorders? Like, did you go through anything that
relationship OCD is the worst for me? It's I get obsessed with a person, So that for me is the worst, because people don't understand what OCD sometimes is, and they're like, why are you obsessive? I say this if I do this or whatever. Like it's just really weird. It's like I get obsessed with people. I just get up and it's really bad. It gets really bad and it could be.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
I know. I feel like I could literally talk to you about this for like hours, because it's so much stuff that I could relate to.
Is that a compensation thing when you're bouncing between relationships then?
Yeah. Exactly. That's why
get too attached.
Yeah. I get really attached. And then.
Are you afraid of commitment?
Yeah, I am.
But also you want.
I want commitment.
But how much of that is driven by your issues that you have with yourself? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I went through so much time where I went through a decade without a relationship because I was so fucked up mentally
I am fucked up
and was working on myself for so long. And I finally got to a point in the last you know, year that I felt okay enough to push myself into it. And it was uncomfortable as fuck. So much problems with intimacy and like long term, like all that stuff.
I know, like in my OCD, like I know if like the guy doesn't call me, for example, like I would think the worst. Oh, that's it. That's for sure. He doesn't like me, all that stuff. And then I would be like obsessed with like, I have to do anything in my power for him to like me. And that's when like it's you doing, you're impulsive now, you know? And then
great show.
Yeah, great show.
Yeah.
have you gotten better? Have you improved? Will this be a journey and a fight that you're doing for the rest of your life? Or is there an end when you say I've conquered this and I can understand myself?
There's no cure, but you can definitely manage it better. And I have definitely managed it better. Like I remember my relationship before and my relationship is now. For example, let me just say this example. And I think he knows about this. Juanpa, you know, I made that party for him. I danced in the party for him.
Oh my God, I remember that.
What was the fuck? What did I do?
Wait. What do you mean? That was awesome. What do you mean?
It was awesome, but I wasn't his girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Like, I did think that was weird. I remember thinking that was weird.
I was dancing. I did a whole cake and I built it. Like, and then I did like.
You choreographed a dance with your girls.
Yeah, with his merch. What the fuck? Like, you know, and like going back to it, I was, you know, I had to do everything perfect and it was perfection. Everything perfect that night. To get him to like me, because if he didn't like me, then I was never gonna find a boyfriend. And
leads to like the world crashing.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
But also, if you find the right guy, that could be the best.
I just need to figure out if my girl
threw me a party and she choreographed the dance, there were giant robots walking around.
I wouldn't do that if you like me.
You would only do it if
it's a challenge because like the fact that he doesn't like me, I'm like I start thinking really bad things.
Wait, yeah. Didn't the Wampa thing? Didn't that start out just like kind of fake?
Yeah, it did start out fake,
and then this is just like my brother.
Oh, it did. No,
then
he's
developed
like,
into a real relationship.
No, I never evolved into a real relationship. I got obsessed. He didn't. He was fine. He was like my friend or whatever. So it was all in my head.
So Wampa was your boyfriend, but he was never my boyfriend. Just his friend.
He was never my boyfriend.
But in your eyes,
yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he even told me, he was like, thank you so much for the party, but what the fuck? Like, what's all this?
It was a great party.
Yeah, it was a great party. Thank you for coming. I don't remember anything because I was like all over the place.
Were you drinking that night?
No.
I remember that. I think I drank with you the first time you got drunk. I'm pretty sure. Wasn't it your 21st?
Oh, that me and you puked everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
Most places.
I remember that.
A lot of vomit. Good times, man. Those are the days. But were they? I don't know.
Yeah. And also, I just want to say that OCD is not like you don't do anything bad at all. Like for me, like my OCDs have just like done like great things. You know, like the party for someone, or just like I want them to like me, or like.
Well, with your work, it probably helps immensely. Like
that's why I had to post every single day. If I didn't post one day, I thought I was going to lose all my followers.
That sounds incredibly compulsive, but it equates to massive success.
It helped me amazing. It was
for
amazing.
Sure. For sure.
And now, thank God, that's not, now I don't have to post every day, you know?
Yeah.
I think that if I don't post tomorrow, nothing's going to happen, you know? I'm not going to lose everything for real. Like,
good. So. The moment you start getting in your head about what you think you need to do to appease an audience, I'm telling you, you can't do that forever. It's not long lasting. You're going to burn out. You're going to collapse mentally. And I'm sure you've experienced it. How do you manage business and creative on that note, because you're incredibly creative, but you've obviously got a business side to you as well.
Yeah.
Because of the way you've been able to spread out your verticals. I mean, no one has as many followers as you do across multiple different platforms. That's next to impossible. Even look at the biggest TikTok stars in the world. Some of them are barely moving numbers on Twitter. Some of them are barely moving numbers on Instagram. Who is it you deciding what business strategies and endeavors to undertake?
That's why right now me and Shots, we are partners.
Okay,
you know?
So they're on the business side.
Me and them are on the business side, and then creatively, yes.
Do you feel like you've monetized as best you can?
Yes, I have, yeah.
In what ways have you done it? With music, absolutely. Have you done any products?
With that, like products? No, I have. You know, like I don't do that much merch at all.
That's what I'm saying. How come?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm actually like kind of like, and this is like my head. I'm just like really like, I don't want people to like buy, spend money on me, you know? I don't know why. I'm just like, oh, I don't want them to spend money.
your manager doesn't like to hear that, bro. We got to make money, Lele.
I know we have to make money, but I'm always just like, I don't want to ask so much. I just want to ask them to like watch my stuff, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I just feel like if I don't know, it's just like has my head as well. I just feel like if I ask too much, they're going to just like,
but
be
it's,
like,
but it's not like
selling
you're,
out. I don't know.
But it's not like you're asking for money. Maybe like your perspective is yeah, wrong. Like when I sell people Maverick clothing, it's like, yo, this is a brand with a meaning behind it that resonates to me, to my fucking core, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm okay with sharing that. And I'm excited about spreading that message with an audience that believes in me and an audience that I believe in as well.
Yeah.
So it's maybe instead of picturing it like
that, yeah.
you know, you're asking for their money. It's like a reciprocated symbiotic relationship. They get a piece of you and you get a piece of them in the form of cash.
I hope that they never think of like, oh, she did all this just to get our money at the end, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But you gotta make your money, Lily.
I know. I can make it.
You doing brand deals?
Yes, of course. I'm doing that.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder what the best way for you to like truly optimize is. I'm sure you got a good business plan. Like yeah. you got a 3-year plan. You got a 5-year plan.
Definitely with like my team and everything like that. Yes.
What are your secrets?
My secrets are what?
What are you gonna do?
I have a lot coming. A lot.
Well, because you do a lot. Like, yeah. is it going to be music
with,
based?
Now even with podcasts, exactly. Now with podcasts, I just like, even how you guys do it, just put like a little like Brandio in there, you know?
I'm so excited for your podcast. I knew you were going to be great because you're a star. By the way, I've always said that. Like, I got pat myself in the back.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, that's why I love
when
you.
People were like talking about who's going to make it out of the Vine space, every time, number one top of the list, Lele Pons.
Oh
yeah, I can see.
And you too, though. You've been around too. Have you noticed? Me and you have been around
for a while,
for like 7 years.
I'm telling you, Lele, it's because we don't stop.
We don't stop.
People don't attribute like just literally just hard work yeah. over talent. Like any day, I'll be doing this forever just because it's ingrained in me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And you too, for whatever reason, you find a reason to post, wake up, and be excited about living and creating content every single day.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck, but you know, I guess like I was never really brilliant in school, so I was like, well, at least I have an artistic side.
It's so crazy how you can be moderate or even mediocre in school, or maybe not even that good, but you are one of the best in the world at this other thing.
Yeah, so make sure that when you go in school and you see that 1% that's silent or whatever, okay, maybe not silent, but you see that
the one with the silent, the trench coat who sits in the corner at lunch with his hair slicked back. Watch out for that kid.
No, watch out for that kid, but like make sure that when you see that one that's like not that smart, like in like numbers, but is smart in other things, you know, those are the ones that are like, outside of school are gonna like go crazy.
Did you end up finishing high school?
Yes, because I told them, I was like, why not just pass me? Like, really? Like, I'm not gonna come back. I'm not gonna go to college.
Wait, so you bribed them, but with a tag on Vine?
Did I bribe them? I feel like I told them the truth. Do you want me back here? Or can you just, I mean, I have a like, career, you know? So wow. They just gave me the diploma like this.
Like, sure, Lily, please don't hurt us.
Yeah, and like everybody was like, she did not get a beat, you know, like I wasn't in school.
I got you. Okay, so right now, fast forward, you're still living with Ma.
Yeah.
And Dad is where?
In Miami.
Did they got divorced, I'm assuming?
Why don't they get divorced? I always tell them,
your
just
parents
get
are still
divorced.
Married.
Yes.
This is fascinating.
Yeah. They just like, oh, we don't have to go through the whole process. We're just separated. But he's like with somebody else, you know?
Yeah, but it's a hassle. Divorce is a hassle.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a fucking nightmare.
I feel like I'm going to get married and get divorced right away because I made a mistake.
I could probably guarantee that. I'll back that idea of yours. I think. Yeah. No, I don't know. I just feel like she's going
to have my people that are going to be in the altar being like, she made a mistake. She just left, you know, in the altar while everybody's
I'll
like,
come hey. To your wedding when the guy says, does anyone object? I'll happily stand up and be like, Lele, I talked about this and I'm positive.
I want someone to object in my wedding. That sucks and it's horrible to say, but I do want to be entertaining, you know, in the wedding.
Why don't you just put on a fake wedding?
You always put it on a show.
I know some people that can make
don't
it happen.
Don't go there.
I actually wanted to do that with you. I wanted to go to a wedding. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, I know. I don't know because you did like, you know, like before you were doing like crazy vlogs, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to ask you if you wanted to go to meet with me to a wedding. I don't know. A wedding that I don't know and just object.
I totally would have done that. And come up with a super intricate reason for these strangers.
No, and don't say that. You'd be like, I object. You know why.
You know why.
She's like, waiting outside. What?
That'd be so funny. And also fucked up.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up. I'm never going to get a boyfriend after this podcast.
I'm sure you'll get plenty of impulsive fans in your DMs. Mm-hmm. Impulsive fans go hard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get plenty of them in your DMs with applications of why they should be your boyfriend. But your parents' dynamic is fascinating. Okay, so your dad is gay.
Oh, yeah. an architect. He's gay.
Okay, so I don't want to make his sexuality a big thing, but it's fascinating because you grew up in a household. So was it a discovery to you, or did you know and then he told you?
No, I found him in bed. That's how I found out. Of course, everything is so dramatic.
Oh, my God.
What?
So my cousin's communion, right? And we live next door to my dad. You good?
I'm just prepping for this story.
Okay. So it was my cousin's communion, and we were next door, and they wanted a floaty. And I was like, my house has a floaty, you know, like, so I'm going to go over there.
Yeah.
Right. So I go over there, and then all of a sudden, like, my dad's not answering me. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he's upstairs. So I go upstairs with my dog, and I see him, and he's like on top of the guy. And I was like 10 or something. I don't know how, like 13. And then I open the door, and I'm like, I stand there for a second like a fucking weirdo. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Things are going to my head. And then I like close the door, and then I just leave and just like go to my cousin's quinceañera and not quinceañera, communion. And literally.
Were you shook?
Yeah, literally. Because I'm a dramatic bitch. I have to stop. So I go into my cousin's communion, and I literally go on the floor. My father's gay. Like,
you just announced it to the world.
Announced it to the world.
You took his secret and made it yours.
And my mom and everybody who knew were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He told her.
Oh, because she obviously knew.
She knew. She knew. They didn't want to tell me that.
So technically your dad was cheating on your mother with a guy?
No, she knew already. She knew like 7 years ago. Like before.
Okay.
They broke up at 7, and then I was like 10 or 13.
Okay.
But they
I got
didn't want to tell me yet. They had to prepare myself, you know, like to prepare me.
What kind of thoughts were going through your mind? That's definitely a moment.
The first was like, how is it happening? Because, you know, I don't know anything about sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How is it happening? Then it was just like, who is this man? Does my mom know? Like, how? What do you mean he's gay? He had me, you know, kind of thing. Then I was like a girl. I was like, how? Yeah. You know?
What were the answers to these questions?
Yeah,
did you find out?
Why is he doing this? Like, you know, because I was always protective when a girl came to his house. I was like, oh, you're not my mom kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, no, now I have to fight with guys. Like, you know, like, I was very protective of my dad. For me, he was like always a prince, you know? And like, and to see this, it was just like weird, especially, okay, it's weird if you see your mom and dad fucking too, all right?
Sure.
So imagine you're just seeing a stranger and your dad fucking.
I almost feel like I'd prefer that.
You do?
Yeah. Because I think, watching that with GP or seeing it for a second, I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting. And also seeing my parents have sex, given the fact that my mom's remarried and they've been divorced for, you know, 10 years and they hate each other, sort of. They act like they don't.
It'd be an interesting
time. Be weird. I don't want that. I'd much rather have the latter.
Yeah.
Or the former. Yeah. Okay, that's something to go. That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's something I do. I don't know why I do this shit. Like, when I find something out, I just need to tell it. Like,
gotta tell everyone.
My friend lost her virginity like 3 days ago, right? A friend that I have. She's little. A friend that I have.
How old is she?
19.
Okay.
She like lost her virginity, and I like immediately called her mom and told her, "Oh my god, like our baby's like all mature."
And she's like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, because
daughter got her cherry popped, ma'am.
Yeah, the mom hates me now.
It's amazing that you have a show called this. What is it? Secret?
Yeah, the Secret Life of Lady Pons. But I'm just like,
it's not secret.
None of it's secret.
But I don't know them, so I can't. You know, that's why they're anonymous. I don't know.
So your relationship with your dad today is
the best.
A1. It's dope.
It's like, I feel like it's even better than my mom's. Like, you know, because I live with her, so it's like crazy. But like, my dad and me are like best friends.
And he's probably incredibly happy too.
Oh, he's amazing.
That was probably a bit stressful having to hide who he was from his family.
Yeah, it was really tough for him because, you know, like his family from like his part, you know, like it was like tough. They were just like not for it, you know. He's always wanted a family, right?
Okay.
So he was like, the only way I'm going to ever get a daughter or have a family is by faking, like, you know, like just like he wanted to like believe he wasn't gay, you know, because people told him that you can't be gay. And he knew he was, you know. But it's hard, you know, when you have a family like in that, like treated you like that, if it was like dangerous in that time, you know, like because he wanted it. But a lot of people that he was friends with died.
And he was living in Venezuela at the time.
He was. Yes.
So, OK, so that's probably even.
Yeah. Even. Yeah. A little bit harder.
Even more at the time frowned upon.
Yeah.
To come out in that country, mm-hmm. and I don't want to speak for Venezuela.
No, but
I
it's true. It's true. And then, you know, after that, he met my mom. He was super like depressed too, obviously. But he met my mom, and my mom is someone that is not like, she's very like interesting. She's someone to admire. She was a doctor. She was She was like studying to be a doctor, and like they became really best friends, right? And then like, you know, he did love her as love her, but like maybe not like that. You know, like he felt comfortable with her and he built a family. And then when time was going on, time was changing and there was more gay people coming out and everything. He was like, I feel like it's okay. You know, and his dad and mom died, you know? And then he was like, okay, like now I feel like I'm not going to like give my mom and my dad a heart attack, you know? Like, so now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how far into the relationship with your mother did he? Or
13 years.
And that's when he let her know?
Yeah, like when I was 7. And they were dating like 4 years.
And she didn't have any idea?
No idea, because he didn't want, like, he was in denial, you know? And a lot of people are. I know a lot of people that are in denial that they're gay.
So. This is fascinating to me. This is why I'm asking so many questions. So the conversation between him and your mom when he finally told this to her had to be one of the most, one of the most difficult conversations.
Yeah, she was like, no, you're not. And he was like, yes, I am. I just like now, like, because he found someone, I think, in that time. He was like, I need to come out. Like, I am. I've always been. But now, like, I feel like I can finally be, and I'm allowed to be. You know, before my parents was like, if you're gay, like, we're going to, like, disown you. Like, they did a lot of bad things to his brother, you know, who was gay. A lot. So, like, he was just afraid. And then, like, he's like, I'm not afraid anymore, you know? Times have changed, like, you know, and.
Was your mom shattered? I imagine it probably affected her. Like,
she was broken, you know? And like, I didn't know why they got divorced for the longest time, but like, she was broken. And she was like, I don't think you are. Like, let's make sure, like, are you for real? Like, but he was like, yes, I am. You know,
did she feel guilty at all? I would assume that sometimes in that scenario, your mother or whoever would be in that position can't help but feel like maybe it was a little bit of their fault. Which they shouldn't feel like, but did she feel in any way like she had done something maybe wrong or not fulfilled him in a certain way that he liked?
No, actually, she did. Maybe she did. I never asked her, but all I know is that she felt like she was like lied to. You know, like obviously,
that's
like
a pretty big.
She was more focused on that. She was actually, you know what? What saved her was me. She was focused on me. Like, she was just like, what she did, she devoted her whole life to me after that. Like, she was working, and then like after that she was just like, she turned to me for like happiness kind of thing, you know? And we've been super close ever since, and my dad has always been in my life, obviously. But it was hard for her. I you know, the thing is, like, I can't say that I was with her, because she always kind of kept her composed for me, you know? So I never saw her really like go through it like everybody else probably did. You know, because you don't want the child that's like 7 years old to watch you like cry and like, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard. Like, we're just people. We're just humans on this planet. Like, yeah. I'm sort of scared when I'm a parent, because like you have to balance so many things. It's the responsibility of having a kid and being a parent. Mm-hmm. But also you want to be their friend. But you have to teach them the good virtues of humanity. Yeah.
But I was.
But you don't
want
to be
like,
too strict, and you want them to like you. Like,
the thing is, like, we had we left like Venezuela at 5, and we were just like, we were, it's all new to us. And I was in school, and I like around 9, I found out I had like, I was diagnosed.
Yeah.
So she was like fully working on my OCD and tics and everything when I was 9, and I think that was distracting her from like, you know, reality sometimes. So it was pretty hard. And that's life, you know?
I guess so.
That's life.
I feel like we could talk about everything forever, Lele. We got to have you on another podcast.
There's so much.
There's a lot. Much. You're very complex, and you're a very dynamic person. We got to definitely have you back on Impulsive. Yeah.
I'm so impulsive too.
You are impulsive as fuck.
I'm so impulsive.
I'm excited for your podcast. When's the first episode come out?
It
did already.
A week ago.
So it's brand new.
Yeah. It's literally just like less than a week.
Is it weekly?
Ago. Yeah, it's every Wednesday.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I'm gonna go check it out. Yeah. Lele, you're a gem. You're a sweetheart.
Thanks for coming on
Impulsive.
Thank you so much. I love you. You know I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, Lele. You. And I hope you find love. For your own guy who's just not doing cocaine and jerking off in the corner of your room when you're not looking.
I don't know what he was doing.
They exist, believe it or not.
Oh, they exist.
They just don't have abs.
Don't go to Raya.
or do and get kicked off like I did.
Yeah.
You guys can find her on Instagram at Lele Pons or anywhere at Lele Pons. Trust me, you want to get on board with this girl right now. She's headed to the fucking moon. Hit that subscribe button and thank you for listening to Appulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
Yay!
We love you, Lele.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.